This is Passport to Texas. Texas Parks and Wildlife Magazine has a new app.
This is a digital delivery of the magazine. You'll be able to download it to a device like an iPad, and then you'll be able to carry it with you.
Publisher Randy Brodnicki says the app provides the core content of the print edition, but art director Nathan Adams says the experience is entirely new.
It would be like if you took Beethoven's Fifth Symphony and handed the sheet music to Yo-Yo Ma, a classical cellist. You'd expect a certain performance to come out of that. If you handed it over to Elvis Costello and the Roots, you're going to get a completely different feel, different sound from that experience. Though the core music is the same, the experience is very different.
Elements of discoverability in the app will keep outdoor-loving techies engaged, says Brodnicki.
And so we think people will just be able to say, well, what happens if I touch here? What happens if I hit this button? Or if I swipe this way, what happens? We'll have some instructions, but we'll leave some of that discoverability up to the reader.
Free to download from the iTunes Store, the app includes video, audio, and a variety of free content. Readers may purchase the magazine individually or as a subscription, print or digital.
You'll be able to tie in the digital version with your print version if you want, and you can do a combo buy where you can get both the print and the iPad version for just a few dollars more.
Find details on the Parks and Wildlife website. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.